Blog Talk Radio. Come on.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Welcome to the show, America.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Oh, wow, it is April Fool's Day.
It is. It is. That's why we've decided to break up.
You talking about me and you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is our last show.
It is. Sorry that you guys couldn't make the rest of the shows, but this is the last one. Sorry.
They are archived, but just to rub it in your face, we're going to delete all of them.
And we're also not going to let you call in tonight.
Not at all. In fact, we dare you to try, just so we can ignore it.
Exactly.
Go ahead and try at 646-478-0616, just so I can have the pleasure of not answering the call.
Right. We're just going to let it ring on air. So call in, and we'll just continue to let it ring. Well, come on. Call in already. Jesus Christ.
Give them some time. Yeah, they're still reeling from all the other April Fool's jokes.
They probably are. Speaking of April Fool's jokes, Rufus,
mm-hmm.
I decided to look up before the show what Time Magazine, of all places, considers the best April Fool's pranks ever.
I'm sure this must be a fabulous one.
Can I bore you with a couple of them?
I can't imagine something from the New York Times being boring.
Yes, you probably cannot, but be ready, because you're going to be bored just in a few seconds.
All right, let me put another pair of socks on, because I know they won't be blown off.
All right, yeah, and you put on some shoes that tie.
That's right.
So here's one. Switzerland is known for banks and chocolate, right? Not spaghetti? To tell that to the millions who fell victim to a BBC April Fool's report touting the bumper harvests from Swiss spaghetti trees. That's hard to say. The report, which ran 3 minutes, even led some to ask, how could they have a spaghetti tree of their own? The BBC's response, put a brand of spaghetti in tomato sauce and hope for the best. That was comedy in 1957.
But what makes it the best one ever? Because that sounds really dumb to me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't somebody have to fall for it to make it good? And I can't imagine any human being falling for that.
They said that some people asked during the thing how they could have a spaghetti tree of their own.
Those people should be rounded up and eliminated from the gene pool.
They were shortly afterwards, actually.
That's probably the ulterior motive.
They were sent to the Korean War.
That's right. Yeah, it was an April Fool's joke / draft.
They didn't realize that the spaghetti trees actually grow in China, where most people eat noodles, not in Sweden. Maybe that's why. Maybe they don't even have spaghetti in Sweden, and that's why people didn't understand that it didn't grow on trees.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, they might not have any idea what spaghetti is.
I think they just eat chocolate all the time, right?
In between making clocks.
And bitcoins. Here's another one, you know, and this is almost a clever marketing scheme. This is 1998. We actually lived together when this happened.
Wow.
Burger King cooked up a Whopper of a different sort in 1998, but that didn't mean fast food customers were any less willing to swallow it. They took out a full-page ad in the U.S. Today for the left-handed Whopper.
Oh, man, that's pretty clever.
That is almost clever, sadly enough.
A left-handed Whopper.
It's like a left-handed monkey wrench, right?
Yeah, hey, the lefties is a big demo, man. That's a huge market.
It is. And ginger lefties is a very small market.
It's true. Ginger lefties. That's a good name for a
band. We all know that.
The ginger lefties, opening for Hyper Sloth in Japan. In Switzerland.
While they actually butt-rape the handsome geniuses.
The handsome geniuses are butt-raped by the ginger lefties.
It just seems so normal.
I guess there was a southpaw reach-around involved.
Southpaw.
So did you play, or were you victim of any personal April Fool's jokes?
No, I was not. Unfortunately, my life is so boring that no one even bothers to do an April Fool's joke on me.
Wow, maybe the April Fool's is that they even give a shit about you.
But they don't, and that's what hurts. It hurts so much.
So sad.
Hate me enough to give me an April Fool's joke to show me that you love me.
I think I have a warrant out for my arrest.
Oh, that's right, from your speeding ticket that you never paid?
Right. Well, I've emailed several times. The method for getting this taken care of, other than just paying it, which I don't want to do outright, is I had to call the county clerk's office, yeah, I'm guilty, whatever, set me up a payment plan. And I said, well, we can't do that unless we get it, you know, in quote-unquote writing. So emails, I've done this twice. Nothing's happened, so I'm assuming at this point that I have a warrant out. So this morning I texted my wife while she was at work. So the cops are here. They're arresting me for that warrant I have. And then I didn't answer her calls for, like, 20 minutes.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And you wonder why she shits in your yogurt.
That's right.
So how much is said ticket? Jesus Christ, has this thing just grown exponentially since you went to Nicaragua?
It's it doesn't accrue interest or anything. It's only like, I think, $650, but
that's it.
Yeah,
you do rob a bank?
No, I quote unquote, which I didn't do, by the way, but the police officer claimed that I sped through a red light, or that I didn't stop. I didn't come to a complete stop, and I did because I saw the fucking cop. So, and that's what I told him. I was like, dude, I fucking saw you. Of course I stopped.
And it's your word against his?
Yeah, and in Kyle, there's a law against profanity, so I got a ticket for that, too.
Yeah, I bet you probably did.
April Fool!
Good one! Oh, my God, he cares.
Zing!
He cares. Thank you. Thank you for caring.
You're welcome.
So how's your week going, Rufus? You got any news of the weird that you'd like to shout out to the people that are listening? Or you know what? Let's have a caller call in with their favorite. How about a favorite April Fool's joke? Call us in. Let us know one that you pulled on someone or one that happened to you. 646-478-0616 or email it to us at www.hypersloth.me.
Mm-hmm. Anytime throughout the show.
Please do.
No, my week, God, it's only Tuesday, man, but I'm like, I'm wanting this week to be over. Just nonstop. Nonstop. I don't know. I don't want to bring the place down. But no, I don't have any weird news. I do have – I'll just do a rant. Can I do a small rant?
Yes, of course you can.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
Man, I really got to recut that so the full explosion is on the end. Yeah, this isn't a terribly venomous rant, but – so my kid's chore when he comes home is he has to walk the dogs. And, of course, he hates doing it, even though he loves the dogs. Just the fact that it's a chore means that he fucking hates it.
You should give it another name.
Yeah, because maybe that's my fault for calling it a chore. Yeah. If you're good all day, I'll let you walk the dogs. That's how I should frame.
See how that works. Let's make this a psychological experiment.
Let's do that. Oh, I got thoughts on that as well. Anyway, so he takes the two dogs out. Walks around and he comes back in and he leaves the door, like the back door, just wide open. So when he unclips the dogs, Lyle, the littlest one, just fucking bolts. And I chase him down the road across the street and he's like, thank God he stopped to try and intimidate these gigantic pit bulls on the other side of this fence. Like he's the size of one of their ears, you know, like he's going to do anything. So I skipped him up and brought him back. And my kid stayed outside playing. So I brought the dog back. I was like, thank God that's over. And then when my kid comes inside, less than 5 minutes later, I hear him go, whoops! And he's let the dog out again. So I told him, I said, that's on you, bud. I said, I am not breaking a sweat for that dog again. So the dog is still at large.
And Lee is just hanging out watching some TV in the other room?
Oh, we have another dog, so he's already forgotten about the dog and ran away.
Well, I think you could probably, the best way to find Lyle now would be to check the feces of those pit bulls.
That's right. I bet he could find him entirely whole and undamaged. I mean, he's so small.
Probably just come out whole on one hand.
Right.
Love it.
Oh, God, dude. Okay, this isn't a rant. This is totally fucking sad, actually. Maybe this is the best form for it. When I was walking the dogs earlier today, I got this. We live in the country, so walking the dogs is kind of cool. I get to kind of roam around in the woods. And we were coming back past this guy's backyard, and the dogs got really interested on something on the outside of the gate. I'm like, what the hell is that? And I look over, and I can see there's a squirrel. just kind of sitting there, and I thought, you know, why is that squirrel even moving? The dogs are literally like that far, 6 inches from the squirrel. The only thing between them is the fence. I'm like, that squirrel should be panicking. And so I scoot up, and the squirrel is obviously alive, but he doesn't move. And then he starts, like, dragging himself with his front paws like a Vietnam vet that's just been fucking taken out. And I can tell that he's either been hit by a car or I think he fell out of a tree because nothing looked crushed, but his back legs didn't work.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I couldn't reach him, you know. He was, you know, I just couldn't reach him, and I didn't want to get rabies or anything.
Right. Well, I think that's how the Ebola virus started, right?
Right. But I was...
Started falling out of trees.
I was going to take my dogs back to the house and then check on the squirrel and then maybe knock on the guy's door and say, you know, I don't know what to fucking do. What do you do with a paraplegic squirrel? But still, you know, I got a heart.
Made into a biotic squirrel.
We have the power. But then he was gone, and that guy's pit bulls were out. So I think he's probably, you know, on his way to being feces at this point in time.
So he was inside the fence? No, he was outside of the fence.
Yeah, he was in the guy's backyard, like beyond his fence, so I couldn't just, you know, jump the fence. And...
So the dog's priority got it.
Now, the time I went back, the squirrel was gone.
He messed up his leg, though, you think?
Well, that's true, too. They may have done the initial damage, but he didn't look cut up or scraped or anything. But
yeah,
when I went back and he was gone and the dogs were out, I kind of figured they finished him off.
Well, I mean, sometimes I guess he could have fallen out of the tree and I don't want to say damaged his spinal cord, but maybe he just kind of knocked himself a little bit silly and only needed a couple. See, I'm trying to look at the positive side of this. And then after you left, he kind of did a couple yoga stretches and was like, all right, dude, I'm fucking good, and just kind of ran off.
I like that that
like how
that
I made
storyline
like
better. Yeah, that's great. You're right. You probably shook it off.
Right. Yeah.
Went back
now
to his family.
Home with the kids. Exactly. They're probably throwing around a ball or a nut or something.
A nut. Yeah, they're throwing a pecan like a football.
Kicking around an acorn, you know. It's what squirrel families do.
That's true.
And everything's all happy. But we all know that the reality is the squirrel family is sitting at home waiting for dad. Everybody's probably chattering to neighbors and whatnot, seeing if they've heard from him.
They probably think he just took off.
Right. You know what? Somewhere in their mind, they want to believe that he did just leave and that someday he might come back.
That's fucking depressing.
Well, that's how I like to think about it. Well, Pitsky, he got quite a few squirrels in his day.
Yeah, and it's cycle of life.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, but I'll tell you what, one time he was underneath a tree barking. This is honest to God true story. Barking up at this squirrel. And, you know, squirrels, they kind of like to taunt dogs. And they do. They like to sit up there and chirp and sit upside down. Well, the squirrel's up in the tree doing that. Then it goes farther up in the tree. Then it falls out of the tree.
Oh, no.
Hits Pitsky basically on the back. Pitsky jumps on it. Luckily, I'm watching the whole thing. He jumps on it with both paws, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I start running over there, and I'm yelling at him, blah, blah, blah. And he comes up, and the squirrel runs off, and Pitsky's limping.
What?
And the squirrel had bit the bottom of his paw.
No way.
But I swear to God, that's the honest God truth, Rufus. I wouldn't make that up.
It's like David and Goliath.
It was crazy. You know, and he kind of deserved it because he probably killed like 30 squirrels.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't really know what he was doing. He would catch them and shake them once. I mean, he wouldn't, like, tear them apart.
Right.
And he'd bring them to the back door and just, like, stand there with him in his mouth. Like, hey, the squirrel doesn't want to play anymore.
can you fix him?
Yeah, exactly. Can you put some new batteries in the squirrel? And then, yeah, that's actually how I invented the bionic squirrel. It runs on a solar panel.
It's got a solar panel.
It does.
Wait, you mentioned something that made me think of something else. Yeah, the squirrel leaving his family. That's why once I get all my fake passport and driver's license in from the dark net that I ordered, I'm going to fake my own.
How are things on the dark net?
They're dark. They're dark and creepy and weird. Actually, I haven't ventured into the dark net in a while because I don't have any dark net motives. I mean, what am I going to do?
After you browse around for a while, and theoretically, I would say 50% of it is bullshit. What do you think? Like scams.
I have no idea. You can't tell.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what makes it kind of a scam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see how you can trust. Well, what's weird, what's really weird about some of this stuff, there's some hardcore stuff that's probably totally scams, like the Hitmen.
Right.
But the stores where, yeah, the stores where you can buy shit like weed and coke and everything else, they look like Amazon, and they have like user ratings and people say, man, this, you know, this is great stuff. It came packaged in a totally brown box to my private PO box.
That stuff I would believe.
Crazy.
Sure. I believe that for sure.
Oh, yeah. And they make, like, on their About Us page, they make, you know, all these, they explain the whole process. And, like, if you order a gun, they dismantle the entire thing and will send you several orders of, like, the gun vacuum packed in a, you know, a fucking hollowed out shaving cream can or something. And then they'll send you a PDF on how to put it all back together.
Why would you do that when you could just go down to the corner and buy a fucking gun?
If you want an untraceable gun to do some very bad shit, I guess.
No, I meant you can buy an untraceable gun fucking anywhere.
Like
I guarantee you, you could go out at your front door and ask 10 people and you could fucking find someone that knew where to get a gun. A bullshit gun.
Well, talk about, these are like Israeli fucking machine guns and shit.
Oh, okay.
Not like 38 specials.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I used to have a Israeli machine gun guy.
Did you?
Yeah, well, didn't you?
What was his name?
Ahmed.
Wow, I think that was my guy. Fucking short guy with black hair and mustache.
Always had a turban and one of those scarves from the desert.
And you know what? This motherfucker, I don't care how cold it was, the fucker's always wearing sandals. I swear to fucking God.
Always. And he just smelled like a camel's hump all the time.
He just, to me, Rubus, he just smelled straight up like garlic. He was just like, it's like oozed the smell of garlic. It was so weird.
Well, I think he was trying to compensate. He was trying to hide the camel stink with the garlic oil.
Tar heroin.
The garlic tar heroin. Jesus. It's heroin with a hint of garlic.
He used to burn this heroin incense. That's when someone needs to invent incense that smells like crack.
It's a heroin aromatic.
I have no idea what crack smells like. Or burning meth or anything like that, but I got to imagine it's pretty fucking gross.
I can't imagine it smelling good.
I mean, I really don't think it could. I don't know. Call in if you know what crack smells like or tastes like, or meth. We're happy to hear from it. 646-478-0616. Actually, you know, maybe cocaine tastes sweet or something.
People do rub it on their gums. I would.
That's what I mean.
I have to think
it tastes that bad.
Man, you've got me. I'm curious now.
You know what, though? And it sure as fuck rots the shit out of your teeth.
Yeah, oh, and it digs holes and shit in your sinuses and through your nose.
I actually had heard crack was actually invented by the American Dental Association to try to fucking get a lot more business. And what they didn't realize is that people just gave more shit about crack than they did their own teeth. When you've decided that your own fucking teeth are not important to you, you
right
probably,
bottom.
At least your front teeth.
Yeah, nobody sees the back teeth.
We've discussed back teeth issues, but front teeth, and you don't care about your front teeth, you fucking have given up.
That's right, yeah. That's a good point, dude. If I was ever going to do coke, I would just rub it on my back teeth. Right here.
There you go, yeah. You rub it on the one that hurts.
That's right. It's already primed.
Right. Got an open wound on it. You rub coke into it. That's just what you do.
Man.
So I actually was looking at this earlier and thought this was kind of funny. It is, you might have seen this before, Rufus, 10 notorious last words from prisoners on death row.
That sounds compelling. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Here's a guy in 1976. His name was Gary Gilmore, convicted Utah murderer. He was demanding his own death. That's fucking almost clever. That
yeah.
You almost probably could get out of being killed by demanding your own fucking death.
If you want it, then how is it a punishment?
Right, exactly. You can't have it. God damn it, you can't die. But his famous last words were, "Let's do it."
Whoa, what a badass.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that where Nike got that?
It could be. What did they say? What shoes he was wearing? They'll probably get sued by Nike, his entire extended family.
This guy, he actually, let's see how did he die.
It's going to be injection. Well, no, back then, I guess.
But no, 1976 says he had two options for execution, hanging and firing squad.
What?
He fucking chose firing squad.
In 1976?
Yeah, that's fucking sick. This is
hanging.
Sick fuckers. It's only fucking 40 years ago and we're fucking shooting people?
We're hanging. Which one would you choose?
Shooting, probably.
Fuck yeah, me too,
they
man.
They say that death's almost instantaneous, I think, when they shoot you in the heart. But that can't be fucking true.
It can't even be true when you get your head chopped off, because there's got to be enough oxygen in your brain.
Right, or blood still flowing.
Yeah, surely you have at least a minute or 30 seconds to a minute of just being like, I'm ahead, you know?
I guess someday we'll both know.
Yeah, if Ahmed the garlic smelling.
Anyway to die is a horrible way to die, if you ask me.
Well, if I was going to be executed, I'd definitely go for the lethal injection versus the hanging
really?
Or shooting.
I don't know. I really the most sickest fucker are the people with electrocution. I mean, what the hell? That's
yeah.
a fucking inhumane way to fucking kill someone.
Yeah, and I mean, I've heard that it like doesn't always work the first time, and they got to kind of pump it. And sometimes
right. Well, they have to change the batteries. Sometimes they blow the fuse.
Yeah, sometimes they blow people's, like, eyes out of their sockets and shit.
Speaking of that, here's the number two. I don't know if this is going from best to worst or worst to best. But number two was this guy says, here's the headline. How's this for a headline tomorrow? This is the guy getting executed, French Fries. And his name was Furman French.
Wow. I got to give it to that guy. That's pretty clever.
He actually was in marketing. He actually made – he was the pamphlet king in Florida.
Well, okay, so wait a minute. Within the first two, we have some of, like, the best marketing I've heard ever. Just do it.
Yeah.
French fries.
Exactly.
Maybe these guys were framed by the competition.
Here, this is an interesting one. Here are Marie Antoinette's last words. Forgive me, sir, I meant not to do it. Talking to the executioner after she stepped on his foot.
Wow, that's – class? Is that what that is?
I'm not sure. I think that's someone who's like, maybe I can still fucking get out of this.
Right. I'll just be really nice to the guy with the axe.
I think she said, how about a piece of cake? That was someone else to say that, wasn't it?
Actually, I thought that's what you were going to say, was let the
cake
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Now I'm that predictable. Great. Then we got a real
person. Well, you surprised me.
Here's a guy that is pretty clever. His name was Michael Ney, one of Napoleon's troops, who was affectionately known to his troops as Le Rougeaud, which means ginger, due to the color of his hair.
Huh.
So how could a man who was later known as the bravest of the brave be executed in a public park in Paris? Well, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, he's going to get executed. And his final words were delivered as follows. Soldiers, I am giving you the command to fire. Fire straight at my heart. Wait for the order. It will be my last to you. I protest against my condemnation. I have fought 100 battles for France and against no one. And no one, not one against her. Soldiers fire. So he called his own death, I guess, or he told him to shoot him.
Wow, that is wild.
Here's a guy in Huntsville, Texas, Vincent Gutierrez.
Uh-huh.
He said, where's a stunt double when you need one?
Man, I'd like to hang out with that guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Here's another guy. His last name was Apple. Said, well, gentlemen, you are about to see a baked apple right before he got electrocuted.
Wow.
Here's an interesting one. A guy screamed out, I did not get my SpaghettiOs. I got spaghetti. I want the press to know that.
Scandal.
Total scandal. What are they doing there? They're like animals. I had to eat spaghetti instead of spaghetti O's.
Jesus Christ.
First, I mean, last meal, what the fuck would you get for your last meal, you think?
Jeez, I don't know.
I mean, do you get the longest thing that it could take to make or like the fastest thing?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
What the fuck would you even be hungry?
Yeah, I think I'd have much of an appetite.
I wonder if they'd go these guys up like, for the days prior to the fucking shit, and that's why they're coming up with such good last-minute sayings.
I would hope so. I would hope that at least give you a Valium or something.
Here's a guy.
I'd do whip it enough to be clever. I'd be a sniveling idiot.
Trying to. Well, this guy is basically a sniveling idiot right here, this next guy. He says, I think that the governor's phone is broke. He hadn't called back yet, or he ain't called back yet, and he was actually thought that he really was going to get, like, a stay, and he, you know, he in his mind, someone probably, some lawyer said, no, they're not going to kill you. Probably some other inmate.
Oh.
No, you're going to get a stay of execution. I heard it.
My cousin installed the phone lines at the governor's house.
Here's a classic. I'd rather be fishing.
Wow.
That was 1987.
Huh.
Let's see. He died with the electric chair. Yep. He died when the electric chair was just one vote short of being declared unconstitutional. There's got to be that guy, though. You know what I mean?
There's got to be that guy. That's right.
And this is the last one. Hurry it up, you Hoosier bastard. I can hang a dozen men while you're screwing around.
That sounds like something out of a Western, like a Louis L'Amour fucking.
He was annoyed.
Did he spit into a spittoon?
This is fucking, this is the guy, his name was Carl Pangram. He was hanged on September 5th, 1930, confessed to 22 murders and to having sodomized over 1,000 males.
Whoa.
And at the end said, for all these things, I am not the least bit sorry.
Well, you got to think that someone who does that is probably not that sorry about it.
You're right, they're not. I mean, they're not. Definitely not. But, yeah, I love that he didn't have any fucking patience for any of that shit. And I don't blame him. Who's
the left-handed ginger?
Who's your bastards can be some slow motherfuckers.
They take their sweet time.
I guess maybe the best thing to do for your last meal would, like, order a pizza or something. Something that had to come from somewhere else.
Yeah, and then when it gets there, say, that's not what I ordered. I didn't want pepperoni.
I think that's what the SpaghettiO guy was trying to do. You can't kill him. He hasn't had his SpaghettiOs.
Oh, man.
Do you like SpaghettiOs, Rufus?
I always cut my SpaghettiOs open and just eat spaghetti.
You go eat them one at a time?
I cut them and pull them out into spaghetti.
Right. Maybe that's what they did to that guy. Maybe that was his plan. I want to cut SpaghettiOs into spaghetti.
That's right. I want a can of SpaghettiOs, and I want you to cut each one and make it spaghetti. This should take you a day.
Yeah, I guess you could probably just drop them in the blender.
I could, yeah. That wouldn't actually be too bad.
Do you like SpaghettiOs, the taste of SpaghettiOs?
I haven't had them in so long. I'm remembering, like, when I think about it now, I think, fuck yeah, they taste great. But that might be nostalgia because I just haven't had them in so long. I remember liking them as a kid. Especially ones with the meatballs.
How high and drunk you are, I would imagine, now.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I had a can of Wolf Brand chili today.
Oh, dude, I do not envy you. Let me tell you a Wolf Brand story. And I used to eat a lot of Wolf Brand.
Uh-huh.
And one time, I went on a camping trip out, you know what, where it was east of Austin, or west of Austin. What's out there? Like past Bee Caves and shit. You know where that is?
Yeah, I can visualize it. I don't know what's out there, though.
So anyways, we're out there.
Scrubland.
We do the old, you know, we're camping, so it's fucking Wolf Brand chili and, you know, whatever you could open with a fucking can opener and eat it. So I eat a Wolf Brand chili thing and, you know, a whole can because you're eating it out of the fucking can and you're high and you're drunk and whatever. So I eat a whole can of Wolf Brand chili and drank about fucking 3 dozen beers or whatever the fuck, you know, I was 22 years old. And I go to sleep and I start having these fucking, like, vivid dreams, like the weirdest fucking dreams I've ever had in my life.
It's a vision quest.
It seemed like it. And, you know, Pipsky was there. Pipsky was with me.
Oh, really? That's cool. Camping with Doug.
The deal was that there was some old weird, and maybe this wasn't a dream now that I think about it. There was some old man, like, standing at the door of the cabin we were staying at.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there, like, yelling at Pipsky to get up or get him, because for some reason I am in some kind of Wolf Brand chili coma. That I
was it with or was that beans? That can affect the coma.
That I was just like, what the fuck? You know, I mean, you ever had like a weird, vivid dream like that?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like so fucking real. You're like, what the fuck is that?
I love those.
You get them a lot when you fucking drink a lot, when you over-drink, I think. But
oh, nightly.
Well, yeah. But then you get used to them, and they're just like regular dreams, like anything.
I prefer them to reality.
So the next day, you know, we do the usual wake up, have a fucking half dozen beers before we clean up the campsite or whatever.
Yes.
And they find this old man's shoe in a used condom.
They found a shoe in a used condom?
I'm just saying, like, the old man was there and he was. But no. No. And then we're driving home, and basically I shat myself and had to get outside the car and change my underwear and pants and shit leaning against the side of a fucking car for like 10 minutes.
Wait, rewind
Thank
that a bit.
Thank you, Fran Chili.
Rewind that a bit. I think you kind of sped over that shit
yeah,
yourself part. Did you really? Did you, like, get the squirts from Wolf
oh,
Brand
yeah.
Chili?
Oh, yeah.
It's the Wolf Brand Chili and all the beers, the liquid diet.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely. Definitely the liquid diet.
Wow.
The vivid dream was a nice segue into shitting my pants, don't you think?
Absolutely. I'd like to hear more about that part.
That was nostalgia. But, and you know what? Even the funnier part is I continued to eat Wolf Brand Chili after that. That did not faze me. With Wolf Brand Chili. I mean, I don't mind Wolf Brand Chili. I still don't.
Well, it gives your diarrhea that nice Texas aroma.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is you expect it to burn, and it really doesn't. It really doesn't burn. It just kind of flows right out nice and fucking, you know what, it goes out just like it came in.
It's yeah,
exactly the same.
It's more like a detox. It kind of lubricates your system to get everything out. We should sell the Wolf Brand Chili detox method.
Just get Wolf Brand Chili enema. We'll make a recipe and put it online. And I feel like shit. I guess I'll take a fucking Wolf Brand Chili enema.
The enema for real men.
The Texas enema.
The Texas enema. The enema with fucking chili.
Wolf Brand Chili and jalapeno juice.
Oh my god!
Then you have to smoke a Marlboro with your asshole.
Well, the guy giving the enema just blows the smoke up there.
He blows it in a perfect brown ring.
Jesus!
Oh, sorry about that.
By the way, this hour is sponsored by Wolf Brand Chili.
Yes, it is.
And Marlboro.
Marlboro Browns.
Marlboro Browns.
The brown down.
Holy shit.
So,
man.
Listeners, I hope you're having as much fun as we are. Honestly, I do. I do. You know, you owe it to yourself on an April Fool's Day.
Man, I can't believe the Wolf Brand Chili Enema. That's...
Yeah, look for it.
Awesome.
Support online soon. Well, we're going to hire a person off of Fiverr to do a video demonstration of the Wolf Brand Chili Enema.
Shit, we're going to have that boxed up at Walgreens by the end of the month.
If you can get it past the FDA, you can fucking do it. Actually, you can do it if you just put a disclaimer on it saying it's not approved.
That's right. It's not approved by the FDA. Jesus Christ.
Brought to you by Cinco, or what? Bronco. The Bronco home enema.
Set it and forget it.
Must supply your own chili. Not chili not included.
Okay, so here's what we do. Here's what we do. We just make up a bunch of stickers that we can stick on existing enema boxes as jokes. That just says chili enema.
No.
Chili not included. And then film reactions to it from old people.
And then you go over to the Wolf Brand Chili section, stickers on it. It can't be used with the Texas enema.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here's what we do. I don't know if they
Texas chili.
I don't know if they do this in your shopping centers up there, but, like, here at HEB, they have these yellow coupons, and it says it's just like a combo meal. Buy the hot dog buns, you get the hot dogs free. Well, just print out something that says, buy the Wolf Brand Chili, get the enema kit free.
It's almost an oxymoron, though, because after eating wolf brand chili, you will have no need for an enema.
No.
But if you're stopped up, reverse style, it's surely to get the job done, like a fire hose up your ass.
If you're stopped up, reverse style. I'm going to chop that down.
I'm not even sure what that means.
I don't know either. That's why I need to meditate on it.
Yeah, I'll have to listen to that again. I'm sure that was golden.
If you're stopped up, reverse style. Sounds like it's got some sexual innuendo there.
Oh, everything I say does, because sex is funny because it's disgusting. I agree that sex is kind of fucking gross. I mean, when we get to fucking each other, we're just like fucking animals. Licking each other and fucking sucking on each other. Yeah, that's just fucking... You don't even see an animal is not even so disgusting as to give a fucking blowjob.
Oh, fuck no, not this animal.
All right, now we all know that's a lie, Rufus.
That is a lie. Hey, man, after I'm all heated up from a chili enema...
You were on death row. You know, you'll do just about anything to think that can of SpaghettiOs is going to get you off.
Jesus Christ.
Here's a question. Here's a question for the callers, too. Call us in with your opinion on this. I saw a band on a show the other night called Liquor Store, right? Hence, yes. Like, kind of the bare naked ladies sign on the marquee to get people to come in and see the band, you know, kind of a ruse, as it were.
Sure.
What would you name a band to get people in to see you? You know, it'd have to be like $1 million giveaway or fucking free cocaine or, you know, something like that.
Well, there was a band in Austin last time I picked up a Chronicle and looked at it and looked at the listings. There actually was a band called Free Beer.
Right.
Yeah.
They lose.
I mean, I've heard that joke before.
Right. Yeah, that's just rude.
Well, that's just rude.
That's not even funny. That's rude to play with people's emotions like that.
I would start a band called Free Wi-Fi and just tour coffee shops.
There you go. You could just tour in your car and hang outside of fucking Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Using their free Wi-Fi. No, free Wi-Fi over here, dude. Better stuff. Now, you hear about, does this happen anymore? I don't know, dude. Can you still, like, could someone be outside my house with a computer and, like, hack my fucking computer and get my Visa card or something, you know, like if I was using through Wi-Fi? Through Wi-Fi is my question on that.
Yeah. Actually, I was just learning. I want to learn how to hack, so I was watching some videos from this guy. He's called the Computer Guy. Pretty creative.
Yeah, wow, that guy's a fucking marketing genius.
And, I can't remember the name of it, but that's actually a name where you drive around.
Right.
And if you're hacking, you're really doing it. You drive around looking for signals. So you'll drive through like a suburban neighborhood looking for signals that are open, preferably open without a password, and then you can fucking do your attacks or whatever from there. I haven't gotten as deep as, like, you know, hacking passwords.
Right.
But he says that you can do that too. You know, if you're driving around for hours and you don't see an open one, he said, you know, there's tools you can use. He said all these tools are like off the shelf nowadays. You know,
I've hacked a couple passwords in my life, and I mean, like, to hijack someone's Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Just use the Wi-Fi, you know what I mean? Just guess.
Yeah.
And I got pretty lucky a couple times. I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, but the sad part was I spent, like, half my vacation one time in North Carolina trying to hack the fucking Wi-Fi of the neighbor people. I swear to God, I was spending, like, fucking 8 hours a day trying every combination of words that there was that had to do with the ocean and the beach and the name of the street and the local. I mean, I'm telling you, I spent 3 fucking solid days doing that. Not solid days, but like 8 hours. At night, that's all I did. I'd stay up drinking beer, smoking weed, and like trying to hack these people's Wi-Fi. It was kind of entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Like one day before the thing was over, I got it right.
Wow.
And Ocean Dunes 11.
How the fuck did you get Ocean Dunes 11?
It's like I tried every fucking combination there was. Well, because there is like a crossroad that's called Dunes, right?
Uh-huh.
And the ocean was right there. So I was, and then, you know, it was just like Ocean Dunes 1, 2, 3, 4. Ocean Dunes 1, 2, 3, 1. You know what I mean? But it was like Ocean Dunes 1, 1. And I'll never forget it. And then I went back the next year and they had changed it. And I had written it down because it's my mom and dad's place there. I'd written it down and like kept it there. I'm like, so fucking sweet, dude. I'm going to get back free fucking Wi-Fi. I tell my brother-in-law all about it. I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm going to get down there. And I actually cracked it easier the second time.
Well, hang on. Was it Ocean's Dunes 12 because it was the next year?
It was Dunes Ocean 11. Oh. No, I can't even remember what it was. No, it was so it was like beach house or condo or some shit like that. It was retarded.
One thing the hacker guy did say, though, is like another tactic you can use or to look out for. You know, of course, his whole presentation is like, I'm telling you what to do. Yeah, this is how to protect yourself. You just need to know what other people are doing. Is to, like, if you go to a Starbucks or someplace where people expect free Wi-Fi, then you create a Wi-Fi hotspot and call it something like, you know, Starbucks official.
Right, there you go.
And then, yeah, people are logging into your network, and then you can capture whatever the fuck happens.
Starbucks overflow. Starbucks, something makes it seem like it's going to be way faster and not as crowded as the other.
Right.
Wow, that's, that, you know, actually, my office, we had our router, like, hijacked. Like some guy gave it his own fucking name and shit.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So and the way to get out of that is I had to plug right into the router. I had to plug my laptop into the router and take the router back. And then I infected that guy's computer with AIDS, and they both died.
They both died?
Yes.
He got AIDS from the computer.
Well, yeah, when you know, you exchange a lot of bodily fluids on a computer, you're going to get sick from it eventually.
Yes. Not knock on wood. I haven't made it that far yet.
Right. Yeah, that's why I wear rubber gloves.
Well, I just coat my laptop.
Condom.
I put saran wrap on my laptop every time I
go
to town with it.
Mine is actually what are they vacuum packed? I vacuum packed my keyboard.
Well,
here's a fucking mess.
I coated mine with hydrophobic chemicals. So the jizz just rolls right off it like a windshield.
You put some Cum-X on your laptop.
We should make that for glasses.
Oh my god! Wait, that takes the fun out of it.
You can sell that with women's glasses. Cum-X.
You could. Cum wiper. Free cum wiper.
There's another viral video. We could sneak into like an optics mart and put up little coupons. Free Cum-X with.
Tell me now, are you actually planning on going back to Nicaragua to get your stuff, or have you just decided to say fuck that shit?
No, I'm going back the 26th of this month.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'll be there for a week.
Holy shit. Someone warned the Nicaraguans. The gringo is coming back.
I'm really kind of freaked out because I've forgotten like how to deal with anything there, you know? And I'll be alone, so it'll be
weird. But you do remember how to talk to the prostitutes.
There's no talking.
No talking.
A lot of grabbing and slapping.
A lot of money flashing. Peso dropping, or whatever the hell they call that.
Cordoba.
Cordoba dropping.
That's right.
A couple of Cordobas on this whore.
Hey, a black eye is the same in any language.
They would think that, like, ran you over with a Cordoba. Isn't that the name of a car, or wasn't that the name of a car at one point?
Yeah, it was a Mexican-made car.
Yeah.
It was the only automotive export from Nicaragua.
They actually drove it across the river.
Yeah, that's right. It was amphibious. Mexico makes an amphibious car.
It was a truck.
Mexico launches automotive line with first amphibious car.
Truck with free ladder. Comes with free ladder.
And chips and salsa.
Free chips and salsa.
It's in the glove box.
You know what, though? You got to give fucking Mexican restaurants credit for free chips and salsa. They forced other restaurants to, like, give shit away for free.
Oh, yeah. I love Mexican restaurants.
But, I mean,
salsa.
A classic is to go to a restaurant that's not Mexican and they give you fucking chips and salsa. Like, oh, you're expecting this.
Exactly. I go to an Italian food restaurant and they break out the chips and salsa.
I mean, nothing else is cost-effective, I don't think, to give away for free is chips and salsa, probably.
It's got to be super fucking cheap to make.
I mean, you can't like go to a restaurant. They can't give you like a free fucking small pizza to split.
Oh,
some
yeah.
shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, would you like to start off with a free entree?
Yeah, how about start you off with the steak dinner?
Well, some places give away bread for free, but I've noticed that that's less and less.
And that's not good. Who the fuck, I mean, you know, eat a fucking piece of bread as an appetizer. That's like giving a dog a fucking biscuit or something. You're like, yeah, here, you know, it ain't good, but you'll shut up for a while. That just tells you when you go to a place and they're giving away free bread that the service sucks.
Hang on, I got to jot down, it ain't good, but you'll shut up for a while.
Like, you know, that's what they think.
That has so many applications. No, that's what I'm telling my wife after sex. It ain't good, but you'll shut up for a while.
Now fix me a turkey pot pie.
Give me some Wolf Brand chili.
My Wolf Brand chili enema.
I'm going to roll over here.
I'm going to see Buford tonight. Give me some man loving.
He's a ginger with a left hand.
He's got a serious left-handed grip. He's got a left-hander's grip.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. They hold it totally different, I've heard.
Yeah, I think they do. They hold it like a teacup with their pinky out.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. This show is so fun, it should be fucking outlawed, people. So call your local congressman and tell them that this show should be fucking taken off the air. Does Blog Talk Radio have, like, a disclaimer?
They probably do in the fine print somewhere. You know, the whole these opinions expressed are not those of Blog Talk Radio, blah, blah, blah.
Right. I just wondered. Because I know that with that Go Animate, they won't publish any of your stuff if it contains drugs and or blah, 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 or whatever, right? But
oh, wow.
For some reason, ours is on there, and it contains drugs, and no one's ever said anything, and it's published.
I bet they put that in there as sort of a fallback so that if somebody complains and they can delete shit without the big mix up. But you know.
Excuse me. Remember when we thought that we were like breaking some kind of code of ethics by trying to sell weed t-shirts on Zazzle?
Yeah.
Crowd that Zazzle just fucking straight up sucks. We had no trouble on Spreadshirt.
Right.
I mean, so take that, folks, to know that Zazzle's interface is so fucking hard to use.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, you need a degree in fucking microengineering to work it out. It's insane.
This hour brought to you by Zazzle.
Right. Stay tuned for an update from Spreadshirt, who just bought Zazzle. Not to mention, I've got I don't know if you can see my shirt here, Rufus.
Yep, I see it.
It's always Bong 30 shirt. And hold on a second. I just realized something.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. It is always Bong 30.
That is a soothing sound. That's like the rumble of distant thunder.
Wow, that's very nicely put.
I mean, seriously, when I hear that sound, because you know there's nothing bad coming from that sound.
Right.
It really does. Even when I hear it, even though I haven't done it in a while, it is just like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Try smoking meth through one. Bad stuff can fucking happen.
Yeah, the storm can turn ugly.
Right, in a minute. It's like, wait, smoke that. Think about what those people that we saw were smoking, that salvia.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
Probably exactly what they thought. Those people probably fucking won't even go to a store that sells a bong. You see a bong and, like, break down into some fucking piece of jello. It did not look very soothing.
Have you heard of DMT?
I have heard of DMT. I watched a whole special on DMT. Did you watch that? Have you seen that?
The spirit, DMT? The spirit molecule?
Yes, yes.
I watched it yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Did you really?
I'm intrigued.
That's crazy shit, dude.
I'm intrigued.
That's the reverse of what those people were talking about that could make you think that you were in a small space of time, like alive forever.
Right.
Emory saying they had thought that'd be a great way to torture prisoners.
Yeah,
DMT is the complete opposite, right? You like are gone for like 5 minutes, but it seems like fucking days and weeks and shit in your mind.
Yeah, but it's not torture. You're not like a
right. No,
hellish limbo.
Like fucking crazy, the shit people were seeing.
Yeah, and it was so, yeah, it was so fast. And the way that the coolest part, I thought, was, I mean, of course their experiences were awesome, but the way each one of them described, like, the onset of it was just, like, insane. It just sounded so nuts and so different from anything I've ever heard.
And, you know, isn't the name of it just sounds fucking scary?
The dimethyl...
I mean, I'm just saying DMT. Doesn't, aren't you like LSD, DMT? Fuck, that shit must make your fucking brain rot or something.
Right.
Didn't Joe Rogan try DMT, correct?
I'm guessing he did. I mean, he hosted that, and I've heard him mention it before, but I don't know. I would assume he had.
Yeah, I think...
I would totally do it in a... If I was...
Controlled setting?
Yeah, if I saw that ad now... I'd sign up in a heartbeat, just, you know, because it's in a controlled setting with, you know, clinical safety nets and whatever.
Now, you're thinking that was an ad for DMT, that whole thing?
No, I mean, the ad that all the volunteers responded to.
Oh, right.
If I'd seen that ad.
Well, I mean, there was, like, some scientists and stuff that did that, right? That, like, took that shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was like intelligent people. It wasn't like dude on the street, fucking hobo guy, fucking decides to smoke some DMT. Did they do that? Because I think that'd probably be more interesting than seeing what like a super intelligent person would bring back.
I don't. They didn't interview anyone who was like that, but they did say that there was a broad spectrum. There was like people who had like tried it once or twice in their youth, and there was also people that like. Currently did it, you know, psychedelics all the fucking time.
Right.
And then everybody in between. But they didn't really say that there's, you know, just some, you know, hobo that's fucking lost his mind and can't even function. That would be cool. That might bring him back.
That's what I mean, if it would bring him back. Or, you know, or even, I'm not saying someone who's lost their mind, just maybe some hardcore fucking alcoholic or maybe not the smartest guy in the world, right? Maybe someone that's got like a 70 fucking IQ or something. And people would say, oh, you're torturing them by letting them smoke this shit because they're not going to understand what's going on. But, I mean, chances are they're not understanding what's going on that much anyways.
Right.
But see, like, let them smoke it and see what the fuck, you know, what they could say or what they could tell you about it. Maybe they can get fucking super-duper cerebral. They just, something in their minds is blocking, you know, it from getting there.
Well, there was a lot of things mentioned in that documentary that kind of resonated with me. And one of them... is basically exactly what you're saying, where they're saying that the brain, like consciousness doesn't come from the brain. The brain
right.
like receives it like a fucking radio.
How creepy is that? I mean, it makes sense, though.
Makes
That's got to be how it is, because it's all electrical. And that I Am movie, remember, I mean, I watched that.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of says the exact same fucking thing, but like more science, not even scientific. Like science is, everybody thinks it's science, 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 but there's more than fucking science out there.
Right.
We can't explain the universe, and I'm pretty sure we'll probably never fucking be able to. And if we could, do we even want to know?
I don't. I mean, no.
Questioning it all is, like, the better thing, isn't it? I mean, thinking
that
there's something beyond it instead of thinking that you just flicker out and that's fucking it. You know, I like to think that there's a whole nother ride out there.
I think that there is. I mean, I don't know what the fuck it is, but... it makes sense to me that the brain is more like a hardware device that is receiving a signal, or even like the hard drive on the computer, or, you know, you put a disk in your computer, if your computer's fucked, it's not going to work right, but the software is still valid and completely fine. You know, I kind of think that. I mean, obviously that's out of whack, and I can't prove anything.
Because they were talking on that, that I Am special about the magnetic field that, you know, connect us all together and shit. Like, if you have an atom on one side of the fucking universe and an identical atom that were joined together at one time, and you split them apart and you put them on the different sides of the fucking universe, and you turned one atom a certain direction, the other one would turn at the exact same time in the exact same direction.
Right.
Now, that's got to explain some kind of connection through the fucking universe, right? I mean, honestly...
Didn't I? Yeah,
I mean,
agree. The
atom is so fucking small. I mean, we can get. I mean, you know.
Did I send you that web page that was all about how the universe is a hologram?
You know, I didn't really get through the whole thing, but I mean,
it was about that exact same thing. That's what the whole thing was about: was how you can have these two things that are separate, but they act exactly the same. And it was saying that they're not separate; they are the same.
Right.
But they just, we perceive them as separate because we're stuck in a third dimensional universe where there's distance and stuff. But they behave in like a fourth dimension where there is no fucking
there
space.
There's no here and now.
Overlapped. Yeah. You know?
There's not a here and now. There's not a point. There's a, it's all fucking connected. Well, I mean, wow, dude, I shouldn't have taken that punk hit.
Maybe you should have. I'm kind of.
Maybe I should have. I mean, I love those kind of conversations. If you got a conversation you can start, or you guys want to talk about that, 646-478-0616. In the meantime, I think we're going to spin. How about beer as food, Rufus? What do you think?
Ooh, that sounds good.
Give them a break here. Take a break ourselves. Take a whiz. Get a refreshment. You know, maybe a little bit of another bong hit. Let's take this show one step deeper in fucking 3 minutes and 42 seconds.
I bet we can. Here we go.
I bet we'll try.
We'll definitely try. We will succeed.
Yes, we will.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching, open them all to mirth. Spend all day sweet sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of committed hot. Yeah, beer and food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown, my wine, it's my girlfriend looks fine. Yeah, beer and food, I get all the time. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes down, only 40 more left to go. I gotta make a run at a Quickie Mart and get the show back on the road. Those cops, they don't understand how to have a good time. Just because I'm seeing double, they make me one tonight. I tell them every time, yeah, beer is good, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my grandma wine, it's my girlfriend looks fine. Yeah, beer is good, I get all the
people. How'd you like that? You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Free, look, this is what you're getting here. You're getting a free radio show and fucking free awesome music.
That's right.
Call in already.
You can have the music for free for your very own if you call 646-478-0616 or send us an email from hypersloth.me.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we're saying the phone number too fast. 646-478-0616. See you next week.
We're now in the VIP section.
Ooh. Welcome to the sexiest part of the show.
Break out your Wolf Brand chili.
Break out the Saran wrap for your computer screen, because shit's about to get messy.
Hang on, I'm going to jot that one down. You're killing it with the shirt ideas and catchy slogans.
Well, that's what I do for a living. That's you know, it's really, you got to free your mind and the stupid sayings will come. Especially when you can, when you live in a place where the psyche is so fucking mundane. Yeah, you know, you ever notice this? I drive around and I see a lot of fucking unhappy people. Do you drive around and see, like, happy people? I barely ever see fucking happy people. Like, say you're getting gas, are you, like, looking over? Like, once in a while, I'll be, like, some people laughing or doing some shit, but most people are, like, fucking pissed off.
Well, that's because it's been winter there for 2 years.
Right. Well, no, I'm even saying, like, even when it's nice out, people are still fucking animals, crazy fucking angry shitheads.
I don't know. I really don't see too many people, like, walking around in this town. Everybody's in their cars or they're in buildings.
Everyone's in a wheelchair.
Everyone's in a wheelchair, yes.
Welcome to Wheelchairville, Texas. No one walks around because they're all in wheelchairs.
Yeah, powered scooters.
Now they can ride a tandem hover round around.
It's a hover round with a side.
Texas has its own like side road for hover rounds that cross the fucking state in both directions.
Jesus Christ! Our hover rounds have license plates.
Wait a minute. Now that's here in Colorado Springs, where we actually have you can winterize your hover round with like a bubble that keeps you warm, a plastic bubble that keeps you warm.
You have to put chains on the tires of the hover round.
So yeah, so you don't have to get dressed when you go to the store. You can just wear pajamas.
Jesus Christ! Hover rounds should be sold with a pair of pajamas, basically.
In a stick. I mean, unless you need it. I mean, I'm not talking about people that need hover rounds. I'm talking about, you know, tell me this isn't a guy basically telling me he's totally fucking guilty of, like, I don't know if you would call it fraud by hover round or something, but I was at the grocery store, and there's, like, clearly this guy that looked, you know, halfway normal. Not normal, just like a lazy fat fuck, okay? Let me say that. I'm not saying normal, because he was just lazy.
I think that's the normal demographic of America.
So, yes. So he's riding in a hover round.
Yes.
Right? And then I'm in front of him in line, and I just kind of look back at him just because I'm just fucking looking around, right? I'm not, like, looking at this guy. Even though I was thinking, yeah, like, this guy needs a fucking hover round. And he goes, I hurt my fucking knee.
He's already defensive.
Yeah.
If you're that defensive about the hover round, you don't fucking need a hover round.
Right. You need to probably be in physical therapy or psychological therapy. But on a related note, Rufus.
Yes.
I once had to use a hover round, and not as a joke.
Wow.
Well,
how was it living life on the other side?
Last summer, I was out with my wife and daughter, just kind of playing in the yard. Nice day, beautiful day.
That's how it starts.
Smelled of honey. The day smelled of honeysuckles and pot smoke.
Hang on, let me jot that down.
But it actually didn't smell like pot smoke. Just, well, actually, no, it didn't smell like honeysuckles. But, so the neighbor kid comes over, and he wants to play catch in the front yard, right?
Fucking neighbor. Is this Dennis the Menace? Obviously.
Well, basically. So, you know, I don't mind throwing the football or whatever. So we start fucking throwing the football around. Well, I'm a little, you know, I'd been running the prior couple of weeks, but I hadn't run in like 4 or 5 days. So, I mean, muscles were a little tight.
Sure.
So we're throwing around the football, and I jump up, catch it, and I come down on the ball, like, not the ball, like the toe part of your foot, right?
Toe?
Like, totally, the part that would stretch your calf the most to land on. Like, it's totally extended. Like, you jump up real quick. So I jump up, and I hear the pop. I literally hear the fucking pop, dude.
You heard a pop? God
yeah.
Damn.
I heard a fucking pop. You know, and I'm basically standing out there, and I must have turned fucking gray as a fucking ghost.
Uh-oh.
Right? And then he's, like, wanting to throw the football around shit, and I throw it, like, two more times. I'm like, fuck this. My wife's sitting there talking to the neighbor lady.
Uh-huh.
My daughter's like, what's going on, Dad? You know, and all this shit, and I'm, like, hobbling into the fucking house, practically dragging my leg.
God.
And the sad part is, Rufus, no one even fucking noticed. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm fucking fucked up. It felt like I got shot with like a 22 in the fucking ass. So I was fucking hobbling in the house and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And at this point, I'm like, you know, reaching around, I could just feel like this funny fucking, like, gap in the back of my calf.
That doesn't sound good, dude.
No, dude, it wasn't good. But I didn't do anything about it. So the next day, I like, wake up, and I'm, like, fucking dragging my leg around the fucking house and shit. Honest to God.
And nobody cares.
Well,
they're saying, hurry up. Come on, man.
It's like, what'd you do? Have another bottle of tequila for breakfast?
For breakfast.
Oh. So finally my wife says, you know, what the fuck is going on with your leg? She was actually a little nicer about it, but then I was all fucking offensive like a wounded animal. Like,
not offensive, nothing. I'm a man.
Right? Nothing's wrong with my leg. Because I know she'd be like, you should go to the doctor.
Yeah, fuck that.
Go to the doctor. So I'm feeling around, and then I get on the internet, right?
That's the doctor.
Doctor
Internet.
They wouldn't call it WebMD for nothing.
That's right. WebMD's accredited, man.
Right, yeah, WebMD. Yeah, he went to John Hopkins, I think. So I find out I have, like, a fucking calf muscle that's, like, half torn apart.
God damn.
They call it, like, tennis leg or something like that. It's pretty common in people that play a lot of tennis when they don't warm up first. And I'm looking at this shit, and it's like, oh, yeah, dude, could be, you know, then they got these forums where people are like, my fucking leg hasn't been the same in 18 months and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, because I'm in fucking serious goddamn pain, and I don't, like, take pain pills or anything, but I was like, popping Aleve like nobody's fucking business. I probably have a hole in my stomach because I was popping so many fucking Aleve.
Damn.
So I go and get, like, a ace bandage and wrap it around there as hard as I can. I went with, like, the easiest possible solution.
Right.
Because this can't be that much work. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So me and my wife and daughter have a date of the booking scheduled. All right. So, of course, I got my fucking back out on the fucking day at the fucking beach.
Oh, yeah, you only have half a calf.
All right, I have to drive like an hour to the fucking lake, and then I have to – the worst pain ever. See, this is the pleasure pain center of the brain, I guess, because we're walking across the sand, right?
Yes.
And to even move my foot fucking hurts really bad, right? Like, move it up and down.
Uh-huh.
I mean, think about how you use your calf muscle, really.
To,
like, move your heel up and down when you're walking.
Yes.
So then we're walking on the fucking beach, and my foot's moving in all these fucking crazy directions and shit.
Jesus.
So I do, like, a fucking wounded animal, and I develop, like, this awesome gimp that I can, like, move faster and shit with. Nature versus nurture, where I was like, I just had to adapt. So, like, the rest of the day, I'm, like, trying to play on the beach, surrounded by fucking 500 people, like, limping on one fucking leg, but trying to sit under the guise I was having a good time.
Oh, yeah, man, that's a lot to manage.
Right.
I'm having a great time with my calf torn in half.
Yeah, I'm glad I came to the beach. It's been awesome.
Jesus Christ, so what happened?
So what happened was, like, 2 days later, the bottom of my foot looks, it's, like, fills with fucking blood.
Good
right now, not like swollen, but like blood that's draining off of this torn calf muscle.
Internal bleeding.
Well, yeah, I mean, contusion. I think they call that an internal contusion. But so my whole ankle turns black and, like, swells up.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and in the meantime, it's like I'm not even there. You know what I mean? I'm like, but yeah, I look down and I'm like, well, that's fucked up. That guy should be a fucking doctor.
WebMD.
Right. Yeah, and then I'm like, well, I'm as smart as a doctor, you know. I'll just get on WebMD for this fucking shit.
I'm as smart as a doctor.
You know what I did? Dad was in the hospital. This is the truth. I asked me if I had medical training. Yeah, because, you know, my dad was in the hospital. He still is. He's in rehabilitation for his leg now. But, you know, I just know a lot from just, you know, right online. I try to read fucking interesting articles and shit like that. So I'm asking them all these questions and shit, and two separate doctors, they weren't even together, were like, do you have medical training? Because I was, you know, and basically I'd just been on Google for the two-hour fucking car ride to northwestern Chicago. Then I was thinking to myself, these guys, it's not even that fucking hard anymore, 100% of the fucking work.
And it is all, you know, on Google.
Right. Yes, exactly. It is on Google. But, I mean, this Escanari guy, he's a good fucking vascular surgeon, best in the country, supposedly. But he was cool, too. You know, there's those guys, short little fucking dickhead guys that are like, fuck you, I'm fucking smarter than you, I'm better than you. You know, I'm like, fuck, dude, you'll never fucking get laid as much as me. I don't care how much fucking money you have.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've had that conversation in the hospital.
That's why you became a doctor, to try to get laid, and you're still not going to get pussy. You're going to get some Jewish bitch that's going to control you like the fucking little bitch you are.
That's right. Well, I mean, not anybody who's awake.
Well, I mean, that's why most people go to medical school, right? To meet a nice Jewish woman?
I went to medical school so I could find out how to put people under and then have my way with them.
Yeah, that's on Google, too, just so you know, Rufus. You could have found that up on Google. You wasted $246,000 to find out that it's called Rohypnol.
I bought some off the dark net.
How fucking scary to wake up as a chick after some fucking Rohypnol experience. How fucking terrifying would that be? And how even more terrifying as a man?
Terrifying. I mean, it's kind of like your story with the squirrel. I mean, why not just assume, well, I had a great fucking time last night. I must have gotten laid. Obviously, party hard. I mean, why wake up and say, shit. But, you know, barring that, I would try to make the best out of it.
Right. I mean, isn't that what happened to some of those people? That famous guy, like, was giving those chicks Rohypnol and taking them home and molesting them and videotaping it and, like, had a whole catalog.
God, why the
and
fuck would
finally
you do
they
that?
Busted him.
Now, for every dumbass who videotapes his crimes, how many are there out there that don't and are constantly getting away with fucking shit all the time?
Gee, well, I mean, a lot. Because it's not like
hello.
It's not like everybody's locked up.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it kind of disturbs my wife how much I like to watch Forensic Files. But I walk
away 86er.
Well, I walk away from every episode just saying, what a stupid fucking mistake that idiot made. It would be so easy to murder somebody and get away with it. And she's just kind of looking at me at, you know, the corner of her eye, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to murder you.
But
if I wanted to, I totally could.
If you watch those shows, it's always like one fucking tiny little stupid-ass fucking mistake, like, someone left a fucking cigarette butt outside of the window.
It
you know
is
I mean?
Always so, something fucking stupid, yeah.
I mean, that's how scary the fucking science is now. But then you hear about, you know, I'm sure that DNA evidence can be fucking screwed up.
Right.
You know, a lot of people get out of jail on DNA evidence, but I guarantee there's probably equal amounts that probably get off or get away with it because somehow the DNA sample wasn't treated right or didn't fucking right steps, you know what I mean? I mean, I'd love to know if that's a true thing. That's got to happen, doesn't it?
Well, I tell you what, the biggest mistake anybody makes if they're going to murder somebody is thinking that they can just, you know, whether it's your wife, your mom, your brother, especially if it's someone close to you.
You just can't be related to them. That's how you get away with murder.
Well, even if you're going to do it, you can't just you don't know what happened and try to live your life and be like, yeah, I'm still running the shop or whatever, even though the old lady got killed and I'm dealing with cops. You got to be prepared to disappear.
That's how the guys do it. Yeah, you got to move somewhere else. You can't fucking stay where you're at because the microscope's always fucking on you. And then when you move in the, like, 29-year-old chick who, you know, 3 weeks after your wife's divorce or your wife's death and shit, gee, I mean, you think you're going to be a fucking suspect, honestly?
Yeah, it's those are the ones that I watch, and I'm like, you stupid fucking idiot. You know, what the hell? The other type of episode is just some random guy did some random thing and fucking left something around, but what the fuck ever. But if you're going to premeditate a murder, premeditate it a little bit better.
Right. Yeah, wait, Yeah, don't do like the lazy premeditated murder. Take some fucking time. Watch some Forensic Files episodes on exactly what you got to do. Basically, you got to put yourself in a fucking vacuum suit, right? I mean, I think the best thing to do would be like kill someone. Like, say, I killed your wife and you killed my wife.
Ooh, a murder pact.
Right.
Boy.
Strangers, though, but between complete strangers.
You know what? We could set up a social network in the dark net
where
people, people team up anonymously with other people to kill each other's, you know, targets.
Mm-hmm.
That could actually, God damn it.
I mean, I'm sure there probably is something like that already, don't you think?
I would think so. Okay, is
There's probably a name for it.
Maybe there's a non-criminal version of that we can do. Like maybe just playing pranks or something.
Smash a pie in someone's face.
That's right. Piesmash.com.
Pie smashers. Oh, I can't imagine what would come up.
Pie smashers.
I'm going to have to do it.
Oh, my God. If that's not a website, I'm going to buy that domain name. Oh, Jesus Christ. Pie smashers. Google couldn't find it.
Pie smasher rage. That's what it came up on me. I am aim at enemy face target on the app store. Oh, my God. It's a fucking game on the iPhone where you smash pies into people in virtual fucking reality, I guess.
Oh, shit. I was thinking about a porno site.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, really?
The white piesmashers.com is available.
Oh, my God. Now put in free teen pie.
Jesus Christ. You're making me feel dirty.
If you might as well do it on the air. You were going to do it after we were off anyway. I don't know if it was going to be piesmasher.com, but I'm pretty sure it was going to be free teen amateur.
I've got that one bookmarked. Piesmashers.com is available. Jesus Christ.
I can't believe there's not a porn fucking site out there. What has the world come to? Fucking can't even think. I can't even find out where to watch some fucking free pie smashing. The interwebs are flawed.
They are flawed. They're tame.
Yes, they are tame. But maybe you have to go to the dark net to find piesmashers.com.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
They're probably putting whole pies up people's asses and fucking them with 4-foot dildos or something.
Well, yeah.
Pie smashers. So yeah, look into that. But I mean, maybe it'd be funny to do that to like smash a pie in someone's face, a complete stranger.
Yeah, that'd be real funny. I can't run fast enough to pull that one off yet, though.
Did I tell you the other day that I saw that thing where they have this? You can hire this fucking clown, right, to like surprise your kids, right?
Yes.
And this is so fucking strange, dude. And the clown will like fucking like follow you around for like a two or three days.
What?
And then like just yes, it'd be like your kid keeps seeing this fucking clown around, right? Just like in glimpses or whatever. Like the clown will walk by or something. And then
it's traumatizing.
Like, yes, that's what I said. There's nothing funny about that unless you want to fucking scare the shit out of your kid. And then at the very end the pie comes running at your fucking kid. Right? The fucking strangest thing I've ever seen, and it's a real thing. My wife is like, I can't believe that. I'm like, isn't that the fucking weirdest thing ever?
Wow.
You know, and then he like pulls out a bouquet of flowers or some shit or says happy birthday or does a gay fucking dance or something. But you know, how fucking scary? I mean, I said to my wife, how scary would it be to fucking do that to an adult?
No shit.
I mean, you can actually hire this guy to fucking do it. I can't remember where it was at, but I might fucking put myself out there on Craigslist to fucking scare some people. You'd probably get shot.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that to an adult, especially in Texas, you'll get shot. Shot in the face.
In America, it ends with fucking, and then was shot.
Stand your ground.
Right. And was shot. Suspect was shot.
All right, well, I got to wrap it up and head off.
Well, see, this is the VIP part of the show.
Yeah, the VIP's been going on for, what, 2 hours now?
Has it really? Doesn't seem like it. It seems like only yesterday we were discussing the joys of April Fool's Day.
I'm just kidding. It hasn't been going on for 2 hours.
No, an hour and a half. I mean, that's fine. But, well, any ideas for Thursday's show then?
No, none.
Do we need to mention that the show tonight was being brought to the people by Amplify 420? And
yes, it was.
Bud Buddy. The Bud Buddy. That's a new product that we have. It's called the Bud Buddy.
The Bud Buddy by Amplify. So
that's right.
Put Amplify.me, and there's nothing there yet, but I the domain's registered, and I set up hosting today. So we're at least going to have a coming soon page.
All right. Good to hear it. And, you know, like I said, I'm working on myself on this end. If we can do, like you said, maybe work on a commercial for 420 Amplify, because maybe the idea – Rufus S. Evans, maybe to give away a free Bud Buddy with a fucking order of Amplify, even
yeah.
in the store.
I agree. No, we're going to have
they're
a commercial.
Still fucking cheap. Here it is right here.
Oh, that's
I'm
awesome.
Telling you, dude. It's brilliant. I don't know if you can see this or not.
Can we get them wholesale?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Like I said, I get FOB China for like 10 cents a piece.
Fuck yeah. So we'll have an Amplify commercial for Thursday's show.
All right.
I mean,
we already had one, but, I mean, it wasn't Rufus quality. It was
– Oh, good Lord.
It was zigzag quality.
I didn't want to play the commercial without having the website up, even if the website is just coming soon. So,
I agree with that 100%.
I'm going to set that up, and it will probably, for the short term, just have like a – We're launching soon. Sign up. Give us your email, and we'll let you know when we've launched. Hopefully, we'll get some email addresses. That'd be great.
All I can say, dude, is that fucking bird is making it onto the Amplify fucking label somehow.
Do you like
that? Brilliant. That was brilliant marketing.
There were two birds.
I don't know. One was black and one was white, basically, wasn't it? Or there was two, like,
so they were in, like, kind of different flight positions, right. And then I like them both. I could flip a coin.
Right. No, I did too. That's brilliant shit.
Cool.
I'm going to work on some photography, honestly, I'm going to do it tonight here in the studio. It's good to be back in the studio, Rufus. After being on the road doing the show, roads is for animals. You can't live like that. You can't drink like that.
No.
You just can't. But, all right, I'll be in touch. If I ever do Skype you, not on the air, will you ever answer?
If I'm available. The problem is I don't turn off Skype. I just leave it on, but I'm not always, like, actually
active. I understand that, but you have to be at least once.
Dude, I'm serious. I very rarely get your messages until, like, the next day, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Unless
gotcha.
I text you, because I, like, come to the computer, and I'm like, oh, okay, I got to text now. But then
But now, like, now if you ever text, that's why you stopped texting me, because you knew I knew that you were at your computer. You fucker, I've got you so fucking figured out.
You're out of your mind. I texted you today.
Right.
Next we have pictures for the Bud Buddy and not the
Amplify.
Oil
Del Rey. We already have pictures of Oil Del Rey.
Right, so we can actually, like, launch a site with those two products on it. We also need to figure out pricing structure, though.
Right. Well, I can tell you right now that Oil Del Rey is too fucking expensive. That's why we got to kick the Oil Del Rey to the curb. You know, I'd rather maybe just go over to that place next week and buy some shit and mix it together, you know,
mm-hmm.
or get them to check this out, because, I mean, I think it's probably a fucking standard recipe of a few different fucking things. I mean, it says on the bottle what's in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is, but if you have 600 bottles laying around, we may as well put it on the site and try to
offload
it.
But see, it's going to be too expensive. It's just too fucking expensive. No, because my dad can offload it for like fucking $25 a bottle.
Where?
So just fucking people buy the shit out of it, but it's like, you know, it's like random health food stores and shit. It needs to be marketed more fucking effectively. It's just, like I said, the cost basis is so fucking expensive
mm-hmm.
that at $25 a bottle, you've got your market shrunk down to fucking nothing. I mean, at $10 a bottle, we get everybody in the world to fucking get on Oil Del Rey, you see, but you can't afford too expensive. You won't make any fucking money doing that.
Right. And apparently it lasts forever. I've used that bottle like every day, multiple times throughout the day, and so has my wife. And it doesn't seem like I've gone through any of it.
Right. And that's,
I mean, it's worth the investment, I think, of, you know, 15
bucks. It is, but it's getting hard. 10 bucks for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So with that stuff,
absolutely.
You really have some kind of carrier oil, which doesn't really affect the quality of the oil. It just makes it go farther. You
interesting.
Know? Yeah, exactly. I mean, but if you look at, like, high-quality products, they always say no carrier oils. And Oil Del Rey doesn't have it. I mean, it's good fucking oil. But I think you can get the same shit to make it here. I know you can. I've looked it up already.
Right.
Why the fuck bring it from overseas? I mean, you know, getting it bottled and labeled is fucking no big deal. I mean,
right.
I deal with labels all fucking day long. So, I mean, that it just makes more sense to do our own product here. You know what I mean? And not have to give
yeah.
them fucking money. I mean, I do think a product like this is necessary. Does it have to be Oil Del Rey? No, I think you can make your own product.
No, that's definitely the ultimate goal, I think, is to have the Hyper Sloth Amplify.
Oh, shit, are we still on the air?
We're recording, yeah. Hang on a second.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, that was